who looked like Sara was in it. She was wearing white. Nguyen Bao always wear black, except sometimes when you're out here in the world. Or if you're a priest, isn't that so?
You dreamed of Sara?
I do all the time. Don't you dream about Mai?
No. We are taught to let their spirits go.
Oh, I didn't believe that. If that was completely true, there would be no call to seek revenge. So, what does it mean, wearing white? Or does it mean anything?
It means she is recently widowed. A man who lost his wife would wear white as well. She may do so for as long as a year. While she is in white, no one may advance a marriage offer. Though, of course, the men of a family will be looking around unofficially. In the case of a man, his father and brothers may examine the possibilities, but not be allowed to speak on his behalf until he puts off the white.
This was news to me. The whole time we were in Dejigore, I never saw one Nguyen Bao in white. And sorry, sure didn't wait in a year after Don died to get interested in me. Tai Dei showed me one of his rare smiles.
Sari was interested in you before Don died. Sari was smitten the first time you came to see Grandfather. You have no idea the quarreling that went on. Particularly after Grandmother announced that it was fated that Sari take a foreign lover.
So the smile was not one of good humor. I could imagine Mother Gota's take. But Sari never wore white, nor did anybody else.
Nor was there a square inch of white cloth in that city that was not worn by a Taglian soldier. Grandfather did not think it politic to take their tunics.
Tai Dei smiled again. That only made his face more skull-like. He added,
"We were a small party. After all that time on pilgrimage, we knew one another. We knew who had lost a mate, and we knew nothing could be done till we got back to our villages and priests anyway."
So the woman I saw while I was lost in the Delta was a widow. I guess that explained why she was haggard and unhappy. You should tell me more about Nguyen Bao. I'd feel less stupid when something like this comes up. Tai Dei's smile died.
There is no longer any need for you to know our customs, is there?
I was not one of them, even by marriage. He was here because he had assumed an obligation, not because I was family. I needed to think about that. Chapter 33. Croker let everybody rest thoroughly before he launched what he hoped would be the final assault on the Shadowlander defenses. I had an ague, or maybe something I picked up from the proximity of Kina for a while. Hot sweats, alternating with cold shakes. Consequently, I didn't get out to scout our enemies. No matter. The old man was able to gossip with his crows. There were no living Shadowlanders anywhere in the defensive works that Long Shadow had deemed so critical. While we were being soft, sitting around on our behinds resting, Mogaba and his captains had gotten their soldiers moving. They'd even tried to destroy the stores they couldn't drag with them, but were forestalled in that by the efforts of an alert Shadar cavalry detachment.
Death is eternity. Eternity is stone. Stone is